At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's talk about the injury report in the NFL and how it could be affecting some of these lines. Because when we were doing player prep, player pass, you talked about like Aaron Rodgers and that line at -3. So as of now, Matt LaFleur today said that if he's able to play, he will be our quarterback. Now that is a big if, because he's got that broken thumb. He had those injured ribs last night. I mean, you watched him in that game. He couldn't move once he had that rib injury.
Everybody was saying, could this be the end of Aaron Rodgers? He's at least he's stubborn, son of a gun.
Yeah.
So I would be stunned if he doesn't play, right? And everybody's saying this is the beginning of the Jordan Love era.
He does love him some Packers Bears. He does. If there was ever a game he would come back for, it'd be this one. But if you're the Packers, Frank, at this point, your season's over. Don't you want to see what Jordan Love can give you?
You would think.
I mean, why keep trotting Rodgers out there? Season's done. Love looked pretty good in the fourth quarter yesterday. See what you got.
Yeah, he made it interesting, right? At least close to covering.
I would let him rest. And if I'm the Bears on the flip side, I don't play Justin Fields either. You finally have your franchise quarterback, it looks like. If that shoulder's still not right, why rush him?
But you say the line is set as though they are thinking that Aaron Rodgers is going to play.
That's what I would think, is that the line's saying that he could, but I don't think he will.
And is this also set that Justin Fields would be playing?
Now, that is a good
question. That's why I would think it would be
I don't think so. I think they think that it's going to be Simeon again. That's my guess, yeah. Darnell Mooney, too, their receiver, he's ruled out for the year. So just a lot of issues with Chicago. That's a tough game to bet until you really know injury news, like you said. That's a game you bet like Sunday morning and see what's up with the injury report. That's a tough one. The Arizona Cardinals, no real injuries as of note. Rondell Moore is the only guy that is banged up for him. He's going to be out in their game. Arizona's on a bye this upcoming week, so they don't play anybody. So they should be good. Then you have the Ravens. So Ronnie Stanley, Isaiah Likely, Kyle Hamilton, they all missed the Jags game. And they're all big pieces for the Ravens. They're all day-to-day. It's going to be interesting to see who comes back against Denver. I don't think really any of those guys move the line all that much. Ronnie Stanley might move it a half point. He's one of the best tackles in football when he's right. But really nothing significant there. The guys to watch are obviously the Cincinnati guys, Chase and Mixon.
Huge.
Because that Bengals line got as high to 2.5 when we thought Chase was coming back. Then it closed at 1 when we found out him and Mixon weren't playing. So Chase and Mixon, I mean, they're a 1.5 point drop-off between those two.
Yeah, and you would think Chase would be back this week because he was close, allegedly, before the Titans game.
You would think.
Right.
So I don't know. That line right there at 2.5 is telling me that they think Chase and them are going to return.
Okay.
So I think they're going to be back today. Denver, Jerry Jeudy's still out for them. Not like it really matters. That offense is still absolutely atrocious. So wouldn't touch them. Jacksonville, Travis Etienne. When they go up against the Lions, he left that Ravens game yesterday, Frank. He had that sprained foot, so would watch out for him today. He's obviously – Jacksonville won that game. JaMychal Hasty came in, did a really nice job.
He did do a nice job.
But Etienne's having a nice rookie year. He's looking really good.
Well, quote-unquote rookie year.
Right, because he was out for the entire first year that he was playing.
That's right.
That is very true.
That's right.
Kadarius Toney's really the only guy worth of note for the skill position players for the Chiefs when they take on the Bengals. Joe Tooney, they're one of their best O-linemen. He's dealing with an ankle injury. He didn't play against the Rams, so that's something to monitor. The Chargers, obviously a team just obviously ravished by injuries all season. Mm-hmm. Mike Williams didn't play yesterday against Arizona. Keenan Allen had a touchdown. We'll see if Mike comes back. They're at the Raiders this week. It's going to be a fascinating game. See what happens.
Wow, yes. I don't know. You know how I feel about the Chargers.
I do. Remember, that's the scene of last year's game where we had that almost
debacle.
The tie when that game went to overtime.
Oh, wait, now let me call a timeout.
Your guy Staley.
I will never understand
your
that.
Your guy Staley.
Jeez.
So Mike Williams, we'll see what's up with him. The Rams, Matt Stafford obviously missed another game this week with Kansas City. And then Sean McVay came out today and said Aaron Donald had an ankle injury. Going to be day-to-day with him.
Let me ask you this about the quarterback situation with the Rams. Who else was in their quarterback camp this year besides the guy who played yesterday?
Stafford. Well, it's Perkins and then Wolford, who started for them against the Cardinals.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen this in the past where certain teams have pretty darn good backup quarterbacks. The Rams, I mean –
They trade all their picks away.
He's just not ready. Right,
yeah.
Right. He's just not ready.
They can't have anybody. Meanwhile, third and goal for the Steelers here. Looking end zone.
Oh, no.
Oh, he had Pickens.
So close.
That could have been my touchdown. He had him.
Your touchdown.
That was my Pickens touchdown right there. Steelers going to have to settle for a field goal, make it 16-3.
But there's enough time for the Colts perhaps to come down and kick a field goal to go over the total.
Correct.
So it's still not set in stone just quite yet.
Brutal. For Tampa Bay, Tristan Wirfs, their left tackle, got hurt in yesterday's game against Cleveland. Wirfs is expected to miss 3 to 4 weeks after injuring that ankle. So that's big, losing
that's
him
huge.
For a month.
That is huge.
Obviously, that Bucs O-line, all those injuries they had in training camp and in the preseason, another tough blow to lose Wirfs. And then the Commanders, Chase Young, activated this past week, didn't play against Atlanta. Are we going to see him against the Giants? We'll
I have no idea the way that this has been going. It was 3 weeks ago that the reports were coming out that he was going to play.
Yeah.
And he wasn't ready. And then he was going to play last week, and he got an illness. I don't know. But it's not like the defense necessarily is desperate for him. That's a good problem to have. So
right.
If he does play, it's going to be on a very limited basis.
Right, right.
And perhaps another reason as to why the Commanders are slight favorites at the Giants.
Are you buying the Commanders as a playoff team at least? Do you think they can make it? Do you
yes.
think they can get past Seattle and,
yes.
and Atlanta? Well, that game
yes.
against Atlanta yesterday was huge. Do you
yes,
think they'll
I do.
Make it?
Yes, I do.
I think the Giants are in some trouble.
It's a huge game.
Huge. They play each other 2 times in 3 weeks.
Right.
Span.
Again, the schedule this year has just been bananas.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't get that. But they are a team that I would not want to see in the postseason
because of that
Heinicke kid.
Yeah.
Heinicke.
Heinicke, man. All that guy does is cover
all he
spreads
does and win.
And win games.
10-4 as a starter, his last 14.
That's right.
Can't argue with that.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect forever.